We were discussing yesterday the Gemara in Mudkot and Daf Chaf Gimel, speaking about the Isser for an Avel to walk out of his home. He explained that the Isser is based on the concern that he will be distracted from his Avelus by interacting with others on the street, and perhaps therefore that's why the Ramah allows the Avel, when necessary, to go out at night, when he's not going to encounter large groups of people outside. But the same Brisa, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph in Mudkot, also mentions another halacha, that the Brisa says, during the first week, the Avel cannot leave his home. During the second week, the Gemara says, the Brisa tells us, Yotze, he could leave his home. However, ve'eno yoshev bimkomo, but he may not sit in his usual place. Shlishis, the third week, yoshev bimkomo, he can then resume sitting in his normal place. Ve'eno medaber, but he should not speak. And Revius, the fourth week, he reverts back to ordinary interaction and behavior. So the Brisa mentions this restriction of even after the first week of Shiva, during the second week, when one is allowed to be Yotzim in Pesach Beso, nonetheless, Eino Yoshev Bimkomo. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Tzadi Gimel, Sif Beis. Shulchan Aruch there says, Shnia, during the second week, Yotze ve'eino yoshev bimkomo. Second week, he can go out of his home, but he may not sit in his usual place. And the Ramah adds that if one wants to voluntarily not sit in his usual place, even in the third week, so he is allowed to do so. And then Ramah adds, ve'achshav noagin, She'ein Yoshvin Bimkomam Kol Shloshim. Now the Minhag Shel Ramah is, although the Gemara said only during the second week one can't sit in his regular makom, the Minhag Shel Ramah is that nowadays the entire Shloshim, or for a parent, the entire Beis Chodesh, Ein Yoshvin Bimkomam. The entire Yud Beis Chodesh for one's parent, or the entire Shloshim for one's other relatives, the Minhag is that one does not sit in his regular seat. Nehemiah writes, Ein leminug ze'ikr. There's no basis for this practice. The Gemara said very clearly, only during the second week there's such a restriction. But nonetheless, mikom makom ein l'shanas min haminug, mikom makom l'fi min hago. Don't deviate from the minug. That's the minug. Okay, so bottom line is, the Braisa, Daf Chaf Gimel, second week, don't sit in the makom that you usually sit in. After that, you could. But must as the minug nonetheless is that throughout the Avelis period, Shloshim, Yud Beis Chodesh, one does not sit in his or her regular makom, and that is a minhag with no basis, but that's the minhag, that's what we do. In Tziyuni Halacha, they cite from Rav Yashiv that although the Gemara doesn't distinguish where this makom is, the Gemara says, don't sit in your usual makom. It sounds like wherever one has an established makom, he should not or she should not sit in that established makom. Nonetheless, the minhag, says Rav Yashiv, is that the din of Shina Makom is only in the Beis Knesses, not in one's home, not in the Beis HaMedrash, even though arguably if someone has a Makom Kibur in the Beis Medrash, one might have expected that there should be a restriction there and sitting in that Makom as well. Nonetheless, the Minhag, says the Rabbi Yashiv, is only in the Beis Knesses one does not sit in his usual Makom Kavua. And here as well, there is a need to define what is Makom Kavua. You know, we have our Shabbos morning shuls, we have our Friday night shuls, we have our weeknight shuls, we have our weekday morning shuls. What's the makom kavua? So that also is a bit of a discussion. Rav Yashiv was quoted as saying that somebody who comes to weeknight shir in a particular shul and sits there every week for Myriv, that's not a makom kavua. You go once a week at night for a shul, for a shir, that's not your makom kavua, even though it's a weekly basis, it's not your makom kavua. There's a certain chashivas that's makom kavua that we're talking about here. This is your makom, this is where you can't sit during the Avelus period. Now the idea that we mentioned from the Ramah, that there is a minhag to avoid sitting in one's makom throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, even though there's no basis for this minhag in halacha, but that's the minhag, so we keep to the minhag, it seems that that is why there may be a makom lahakel. Rav Yashiv's quote is having said that if someone finds that being Mishana Makom is so disturbing to his Kavanah, For whatever reason, his makom is always the front corner. It's all quiet there. Doesn't see anybody. No one bothers him. And it's going to be Mishana makom. Suddenly now he's going to be in the thick of things. He just can't have kavana. Now, halvai, we should all be that sensitive to our kavana during our tefillah. But Rabbi Yashiv paskin that if it's really going to disturb someone's kavana, then there's a makom lahakel. Maybe the basis for that kula is because Meikar Din, the Gemara says, Dafka Shavua Shnia, there's an Isra of being Yoshev Imkamo. Once you're beyond the second week of one's Avelos, it's just a minuk, Shein Lo Iker, says Rama. So maybe that's the basis Rabbi Tzion Cook suggests for this kula of Rabbi Yashiv. If one really can't be Mechavim properly in Tzvila based on a Shina Makom, there's a Makom Hakel. Again, how have I, we should have that problem of not being able to be Mechavim properly when we change our Makom in Shul. Okay, but that's again a svara lahakel under extenuating circumstances. Okay, so we touched upon the chiyuv mitzad minog to be eno yoshev imkamo dafka in the base kineses dafka once makom kavua throughout the yud beis chodesh or shloshim days of avelus. What about on Shabbos? And this is a fascinating shaila because we know that on Shabbos one is not allowed to demonstrate avelus before hesia. So what happens on Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Sadi Gimel Sif Dalid, Hanoagim Kishem Avelim Shelo Lishanos Mekoma Mebeis HaKnesses B'Shabbos. Those are the minog not to be Mishana Makom on Shabbos in Beis Knesses. Yafeim Osim. That's appropriate, says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch paskins that one should not be Mishana Makom on Shabbos when he goes to shul. Yet there are mother writes, V'yesh omrim shegam b'shabes yeshana makomo v'chein haminog pashut v'ein l'shanos haminog. There are more rights to know that one should sit once again in a different seat, even on Shabbos. That's the minog. Don't be meshana the minog. Question is why? Isn't this avelus for hesia? The halacha is that if someone's absence from a close friend's simcha on Shabbos is going to be so apparent and so obvious and so noticeable that there's no possible explanation for his absence other than the fact that he's in Avelis. You can't do something on Shabbos which is publicly demonstrative of Avelis. So is this not the most obvious form of Avelis before Hesiel? Why then does Ramah approve of the Minog to be Mishana Makoma even on Shabbos? So the Shach offers two explanations as to why this is not a concern of public demonstration of Avelis on Shabbos. One Shach the Shach offers, the Shach the Shitaso writes that the concern with public expressions of Avelus on Shabbos is only with regard to those observances of Avelus that are unique to Shiva. But those observances of Avelus that extend even beyond Shiva, into Shloshim, for example, the Shach's opinion is such observances of Shiva were not going to restrict them on Shabbos due to concerns of Avelus for Hesia. He's of the opinion that Dafka, the Shiva observances of Shiva, the Shiva observances of Avelus, may not be publicly demonstrated on Shabbos. That's one example or explanation the Shach gives for the Ramah's psak to be noeg shnimakom even on Shabbos. The other explanation the Shach gives is the following. He says, I don't think that shnimakom on Shabbos for an Abel is considered a public show of Avelus. Why not? He says, Ein Avelus Nikrabas that Kolkach. It's not just an obvious show of Avelus. After all, he says, Harbe Pamim Adam Machlif Makomo. Afino Ein Avel. Many times a person changes a seat in Shul on Shabbos, even if it's not an Abel. And you see it. Sometimes a person moves his seat on Shabbos because he's disturbed by the talking around him. Sometimes, sadly, a person changes his seat on Shabbos because he wants to go to where the talking is. Unfortunately. So, not a laughing matter, but a sad truism, sadly. So, therefore, it's not a unique to Avelus type of hanhaga. This is something people do sometimes, even when they're not Avelim. They change their makom on Shabbos here and there. So the Shach Sefer says that's pshat in the Ramah as to why one's allowed to be Mishana Makom, and one should be Mishana Makom even on Shabbos. Another interesting discussion, the Poskim quote is to why is saying Kaddish, why is it not a public show of Avelus? It's not a restriction of Avelus. It's not a demonstration of restriction. It's a tefillah b'mikadosh shem shemayim. It's not a mourning sa'ar type of I can't engage in simcha, I can't participate in simchas moreis. It's not a demonstration of sadness. It's a b'mikadosh shem shemayim. We allow the avel to be the one to represent the tzibur, b'mikadosh shem shemayim. That's what you're doing. You're not mentioning the avelos in your kaddish, it's being kaddish shem shemayim in your kaddish. It's not an avelos hanhaga. It's a role we allow the avel to play, but it's not a mourning type of observance. Interesting discussion. What is considered shina makom? So we discussed being mishana makom throughout shloshim, throughout yibes chodesh, dafkin yimakom kavun shul, even on Shabbos and also during the week. It's not avelos b'fahesya. What is considered shina makom? So the Poskim cites the Radvaz in his Tshuva, who writes, Yeshana mekomo ma'at lamata o ma'at lamala mimasha ragil. Change your place a little bit. Lamata o lamala. What does that sound like? This direction, that direction, forward, backward. Sounds like he's not makbid where you go. Just go somewhere a little different, and that's sufficient, according to the Radvaz. That's the point. The Radvaz does not say that. Radvaz says that it doesn't matter where you go. He says, just go somewhere a little different. It doesn't say which direction. What you're referring to is what we are used to hearing, because it is quoted in some poskim, because the Shulchan Aruch is quoted as having said, writes as follows, Noagin sha'ova mishana makomo bebeis ha'knesses kol shloshim lacha ove ve'imo yudbeis chodesh. Here comes the line that you're referring to, Freddy, v'shinoi makom hainu l'kol ha'pachos rachok dal amos mimakomo. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes that Shina Makom means at least four amos away. Radvaz did not say that. Radvaz says, ma'at, a little bit. Mashma, regardless of how far it is, how close it is. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, no, dad amos away. Again, that's the machlokas of poskim, apparently. And then he adds, ulamakom shehu yoser rachok me'aron kodesh mimakomo. So because the Shulchan Aruch writes that you're supposed to move a little further from the aron kodesh, a little less prominent of a seat. And in Sunni Halachi quotes from Ram Shik as well, Ein lahachlef l'makom shu chashav yosher. Don't go to a more prominent place. So again, chiluk ha'deis and achronim, whether just be mishana makom somewhere, which is what the Radvaz seems to be saying, or whether it's dafka to a less desirable seat and dafka dal amos away. That also again seems to be a subject of dispute if that's necessary or not. But that is the machlokas here. They quote. So you know the whole quote as well from Sefer Noheg Katzon Yosef, Menagem of Frankfurt. He writes here that the Menagem of Frankfurt was, they simply changed places with the neighbor sitting next to them. So sounds like something like it wasn't Dalet Amos. Also sounds like it wasn't Dafka further back, just side by side, shifting over. That according to this Menagem also might be sufficient. So again, Chalukah Deis in that regard, yes, you are right that many have the Menagem to move further back, Dalet Amos away, but it is a subject of discussion amongst the poskim.